repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation REMS. What it is, transcranial magnetic stimulation TMS began as a form of brain mapping. Researchers created maps of brain surface activity using single-pulse and paired-pulse TMS. When the stimulation happens sequentially, that's called repetitive TMS REMS. Over the long term, REMS can alter brain chemistry and lead to therapeutic benefits. Who needs it? In 2008, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration cleared repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation for treating major depressive episodes that have failed to respond to at least one antidepressant. Studies dating back to 1985 suggest that people with psychosis and anxiety may also benefit from REMS. Patients with magnet sensitivities due to implanted devices should consider REMS only if there's a compelling medical reason to do so. How it works: repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation employs a wand outfitted with small coils that deliver multiple magnetic pulses in quick succession. As the pulses pass through the skull into the targeted region, they create a magnetic field comparable to an MRI scan. In turn, this makes small electrical currents that stimulate nerve cells. When placed over the patient's forehead, the coils focus the magnetic field on the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex DLPFC, an area of the brain that functions abnormally in major depressive disorder. The beauty of REMS lies in its ability to pinpoint a specific area of the brain, which helps reduce the risk of side effects. Scientists continue to debate which area is best, but for now the DLPFC has been established as the locus of treatment for depression. Where to go? Since REMS requires no anesthesia, a specially trained nurse can perform the procedure in an office setting under a psychiatrist's supervision. What to expect? The typical REMS session takes 30 to 40 minutes. Treatments are scheduled 5 days a week for at least 3 weeks, but can last longer as needed. Patients report mild sensations of knocking or tapping during REMS therapy. Although REMS is less effective than ECT, large studies have shown that 20 to 30% of patients experience remission by the end of treatment. What could happen? Seizure is a very rare, but possible, side effect of REMS. Therefore, the treatment team must be ready to administer anti-seizure medication. Patients can discuss with their doctor the option of taking a long-acting benzodiazepine before the procedure to reduce anxiety and prevent seizures. Mild headaches or lightheadedness, muscle twitching, and head pain near the coil location are the most common side effects. Long-term side effects are unknown because REMS is a relatively young technology, and even though it's FDA cleared, insurance may not cover REMS therapy. Some plans require that physicians seek pre-approval before they will pay for the procedure.